Welcome to Metaphysical Romp with Reverend Paul Hasselbeck and co-host Reverends Bill Holton and Cher Holton. Discover practical applications to bring 21st century metaphysics to work in your life. Here's your host, Paul Hasselbeck.
Welcome to Metaphysical Romp 2. This is the Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck, and it's another beautiful day in my consciousness, because whenever you're listening to this, we are recording this on Halloween. Boo! So it's a beautiful day. And I'm here with my beautiful friends. Hi, guys. Say hello.
Hi, this is Reverend Dr. Cher Holton wearing a beautiful Halloween sweater today. And it's another beautiful day in my consciousness.
Hey, this is Reverend Dr. Bill Holton. And it's definitely another beautiful day in my consciousness as well. And I'm sitting next to my better half, who has a beautiful sweater on this morning. And as you guys know, we are the co-founders of an online unity ministry called the Unity Center for Universal, youuniversalprosperity.com.
And the shortcut is ucfyp.com.
Yeah, and my website is paulhasselbeck.com, where you find the calendar where I'm appearing on Zoom or in my Zoom room, however you want to put that.
Your Zoomiverse.
My Zoomiverse, yes. And my calendar is pretty full, and I'm really happy about that, though I'm moving into my slower months, which will give me time to catch up. And of course, that's where you can find my weekly blog, The Absolute Word. And if you ever wanted to subscribe to it, there's a way to do that. I tell you on my website. Email me, really easy, alberthasselbeck@gmail.com. So are we ready to romp?
We are. Romp and roll.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking a little bit about power today, and one way or the other. And Halloween's a powerful holiday. Okay, where are we starting, Cher?
We were finishing up last time on the one power and one presence, that each of us is fundamentally the one power and one presence. And we were talking about a quote from Charles Fillmore in Keep a True Lent. And I think we said at the end of our last session, we just wanted to revisit it because we shared it, but we didn't have time to really talk about it. And what he says is, the thinking and feeling faculties in humankind makes us free agents, because it is our creative center. In and through this one power, each of us establishes his or her consciousness. He or she builds his or her world.
Yes, indeed. And Bill, you want to say anything about free will?
Well, I've got another adjective for free will. Folks who've heard us before, of course, know that we say that it's influenced will, because a lot has to do with what's already packaged, warehoused in our subconsciousness, which influences any choice we make. Not that we don't have the power of choice, we do, but it's influenced. But the new adjective we're using is nudged.
Oh, I like that. I have nudged will.
It kind of, you know, gives the idea of that, just that little push.
Wow. As you read that quote, there's one I've been using in talks. And it's really a quote from the Bible. And it's Jesus says...
You've been using a quote from the Bible?
Well, so it's Halloween. It's time for me to do scary things.
That was scary.
And one thing that Fillmore advocated was us using the affirmations that Jesus used. And he saw this quote as an affirmations. And Jesus said, "All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth." Remember that one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And so then he metaphysically interprets it to heaven being the realm of divine ideas and earth being the realm of thoughts and feelings. That's in my updated language to make it clearer. So Jesus said, "All authority hath been given unto me in the realm of divine ideas and the realm of thoughts and feelings." And so we can turn that into an affirmation and to say that about myself. All authority hath been given unto me. Now, the problem with this quote is Jesus said it was given to him. And in order to be given, there had to be a giver. Mm. And that means that we're back to Papa God, the anthropomorphic super being that lives somewhere in heaven. So while it's a wonderful quote, we're still stuck with that anthropomorphism, and you can't escape it in the Bible.
No, because that's the way it was written.
But yeah, well, that's the God they believed in. All these people were Jews when they wrote this stuff, right?
Right, that's right, yeah.
You know, they might have been converting to something that became Christianity, but they were all Jews and they believed in a male anthropomorphic God. And so in a way we could say it today is, I have all authority over principles, laws, thoughts, and feelings. And then that gets all inclusive, where thought is really a term that means idea, belief, image, and feelings include emotions. Emotions are involved in our experiences and in our attitudes. So it's the whole ball of wax. But really standing in the power that we have authority over all of that. And it's because we are divine.
Right.
And one of the ways we define divine is principle and law. And that just makes it simple.
Yeah, it does.
Right.
And Charles is quoted in Keep a True Lent when he says that we are free agents. Well, we're free agents because we have all authority.
Yes.
We're not prisoners of convention. We're not prisoners of the status quo.
Yep.
Because we have the authority.
And this is also what gives us the manifestation power.
Yes.
Because it starts with the ideas, thoughts, and feelings over which we have control. And we're always manifesting. And when we realize that what we are manifesting goes back to what we are thinking and feeling with that power, that becomes a very important awareness.
Wow, that's really good, Cher. And you know what? Why don't we just do something wacky like we normally do? Why don't we jump to page 174, where I put the premises about demonstration or manifestation together. Why don't we talk about those?
That would be great.
It's perfect timing. And the only last thing about the last one is that there's nothing that has power over my consciousness. There's nothing has power over your consciousness.
Yep.
Okay.
I think that is so important for people to just grasp that it's all of this is happening within first. It's
right.
It's not external. It's not stuff.
Yes.
All of it is the power we have within that then lets us create the outer.
Yeah. And so I make a distinction now that I call the manifestation that's inward in the manifestation in my mind and the sensations I have in my body as a result of my mind's thoughts and feelings as expression. That's my expression. And manifestation is what I do beyond my body. And that way it keeps it clear. And the reason why it's important is that we have to build up expression. We have to build up thought, feeling, substance in order to manifest. And so keeping those distinct. And often when I read Fillmore, I over time became aware that he went right from inner to outer, not investing enough time talking about what's going on in the inner first to improve our chances of outer manifestation.
And so that really is true of a lot of the teachings today about prosperity and manifestation. It's all focused on what you get and not what happens in order to allow it.
Yes, exactly. And I'm looking real fast through all these and I'm wondering if I included the one. Yeah, it is. It's the last one. Yes, it'll be the last one we'll look at. So we won't jump ahead. There's quite a few of these actually.
There really are.
Okay, so go ahead, Cher.
All right, so we're now looking at premises about demonstration or manifestation. And the first one comes from Keys of the Kingdom booklet that Connie Fillmore did, Bazzi actually wrote. Human beings create their experiences by the activity of their thinking. Everything in the manifest realm has its beginning in thought.
Yeah, that's really a nice summary. And today, I didn't do it here. I kept true to what Connie wrote. This is actually the third of the five basic principles. We really have to say activity of our thinking, feeling nature.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not just
a combination. That feeling is very important.
It's very important. It's critical. It's critical.
And you know, guys, this brings to mind something that you said too, before, Paul, when you talk about thought. What's interesting about thought is the divine ideas, the thoughts that we have, limit the potential to become reality, if you will, to become manifest. It's taking the wave and turning it into particle from a quantum physics point of view.
Yes. So limitation becomes really, really important. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Reverend Kelly Issala provided a quote that Charles talks about that. And I probably won't be able to pull it up real fast here, but if I can, I will, because it really speaks to the concepts that are crucial to manifestation, which includes feeling. It includes substance. It includes everything that we were talking about, and it's limiting an infinite idea to a finite thought.
Right.
That is the process, infinite to the finite, which is the law of expression.
Yep. And one word I like to use sometimes instead of limit, because people get upset with that word for some reason, I like to use refine, that we refine it until it becomes what it is we are focused on.
Yes. Yeah, so that is a really good word that I like to use, that and reform and several words mm-hmm. instead of the word limit, because limit can be a trigger word for people.
Right.
And yet, as we all know, how many ideas of table are there?
Right.
So in a way, limit really does fit too, mm-hmm. because there are hundreds of thousands of different types of tables.
Exactly. And if
table
you don't
analogy.
Well, so we probably overworked that. However, it's familiar.
Right. Everybody knows what a table is.
Yep.
Right? Exactly.
Even in your own home, you can probably find 10 to 20 different examples of table just right in your house.
Yep. And so that idea of table is infinite. And then we have to limit it to something mm-hmm. specific in thought, feeling. And we could say, using our imaging faculty, our power of imagination, to see it right. in our mind's eye as well.
And wisdom and understanding to discern, how are we going to use it?
Oh, yeah. So
need this table?
we could just riff for the rest of the show on how this relates to the 12 hours.
Okay, so let's just table that.
Or brush it off the table, or hide it under the table.
Right.
Okay.
You have a leg up on it.
You're right. Oh, God. Sorry. Here we go. Oh, it's not so beautiful anymore.
I think the ghosties have taken over.
Okay, I think we can go on to the next one, Cher.
All right. So the next principle related to manifestation is, we already are and have all the principles, which are divine ideas, we use to manifest our inner experience, our physical bodies, and physical things and events.
Wow.
So we already have everything we need.
Yeah.
That's really what I'm saying.
So I had this daha moment. Charles and Myrtle are always talking about how we inherited these, right? But we can't inherit them. What they are is inherent.
Inherent.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So all principles, all divine ideas, all powers are inherent. We mm-hmm. just have to become aware of what they are. And they're what we use to manifest that inner experience and that outer manifestation.
I like that.
I like that too.
Yeah. They're already innate within us.
They're innate. Right? Yeah. And they're not gifts from God.
No.
So there's all this language that mm-hmm. very subtly reinforces. It's like we live in this tsunami of anthropomorphic language mm-hmm. indirectly about God.
The other danger with that language is, if it's a gift from God, quote, then I'm wondering why some people got it and other people didn't.
Right. So then we've got
innate,
God playing favorites, right?
Right.
Right. And if God gave it, God can take away.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right, right. So the whole concept is flawed.
It's so flawed and so not helpful. I know I jumped ahead, so we didn't really pre-plan. So you just want to go through both of these quotes and see what we can,
because we can
destroy them?
Right,
or
why not?
Yeah. Or really, the word I'm using lately with the Fillmore quotes is deconstruct them.
Yeah, that's good. So Charles, this is from an unpublished class. So I like this again, because you probably got this from the archives, right?
This
first quote. And yes. People need to realize the work you have done in combing through those archives. Yeah. It's impressive. I mean, you probably know more about what Charles has said than anybody in the Unity movement. Right?
Well, anybody who's maybe living today, unless someone else has done it, we don't know it.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
And I so encourage people to go there and read them. They are available.
Get online and read them. Yeah,
they are available. And this particular series, Releasing the Holy Spirit of God in Man, is really, really amazing. It's really about how do we release that in us.
Wow.
Yeah.
So here's the quote that you pulled for this particular principle. We have to start with this truth that humankind has within consciousness all that humankind will ever manifest without. Humankind has spiritual or universal ideas, principles within consciousness.
So that's basically what we just said in my own words, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to look at what Emily Cady said, because this is, I remember this when we were studying her book, Lessons in Truth. One of the unerring truths in the universe, and she says by universe, I mean the spiritual and natural worlds combined, is that there is already provided a lavish abundance of divine or universal principles for every human want. In other words, the supply of divine or universal principles of every good always awaits the demand. This is the part I just so remember vividly talking about. Another truth is that the demand must be made before the supply can come forth to fill it. To recognize these two statements of truth and to affirm them are the whole secret of understanding faith, faith based on principle.
Yes. And I would add faith based on law.
Yeah, right.
And when you get to this understanding faith, for me, the word conviction works better. We become convicted about what we can and cannot do.
It's a lot more energetic.
Yeah. Yes.
Conviction.
That's where I say, I know that I know that I know.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
It's the
yes.
I know that I know that I know faith.
Yeah. So there's the power of understanding, right? Which is our ability to know. And then there's faith, which is more like a realization. I know that I know that I know. Mm-hmm. And then the one that messes everyone up is the power of wisdom, which is really discernment. And that is really our ability to compare and contrast and share. I know you and I, we went back and forth on this, and I don't think we completely got to discernment as clearly as I am today. I really don't know where you are on it. But wisdom as the noun, as the outcome of discernment, is a more profound kind of understanding.
It really is. I would like the word discernment to be used instead of wisdom or judgment.
Yeah.
I know that people replace wisdom with judgment because the word judgment has such mixed emotions with it, like judgmental.
Yeah.
And so the word wisdom came in, but really discernment is better than wisdom.
What I discerned about that is that the word judgment is a process and an outcome. And today that outcome is usually negative.
Yes.
We see it in a negative way. Wisdom can be seen as a verb, as a process, or as a noun. And wisdom is always seen as a good outcome. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so that's why we worked on finding a word that isn't related to outcome. It's related to process or a verb. So it's discerning, we would say, wouldn't we? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I found that quote.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. And should I share screen so you can see it?
That's okay. You can just say it.
Okay. You know what? Why don't we save it for next time since we're coming up on 20 minutes, all right?
A teaser.
We'll use that as a teaser. This is a really good quote, and it actually appears in Prosperity. It actually appears in Prosperity. So it's a really good quote, and Bill and Cher are going to help me remember to do this the next time.
I'm writing it now.
Right? You're right. Oh, you're so good. You're so good. And so that means it's time for us to pivot our awareness and attention to the Absolute Word. And of course, the Absolute Word is based on Sunday messages appearing in Daily Word, a copyrighted Uni publication, and has been used with permission. Yes, indeed. And this comes from Sunday, November 1st, 2020. And the word is remember. I joyously bless the people who have touched my life. Grandparents, parents, siblings, members of my extended family, teachers, friends, coworkers, every person I've known by his or her example helped me feel more deeply what it means to be human. Some have encouraged my curiosity. Some have taught me life skills. Some have modeled positive attitudes and behaviors. Some have loved me fully and unselfishly. And some have helped me learn to love even when loving felt difficult. Today, I remember the people whose lives have touched mine. I pause to think kindly of each one as I savor memories of time we shared together. Whether we're even now in one another's lives, have lost touch, or are separated by death, I know our shared experiences continue to enrich our lives and deeply bless us on our spiritual journeys. I joyously bless the people who have touched my life. Woo! Yeah, I really like this one. However, when I was reading this, I realized that it doesn't say these people are causing these things to happen in us, but it's kind of implied there. And so we got to think when people are helping us, there's a correlation and not a causation, that we have an active part in making decisions and taking in what people are teaching us.
It's kind of the giving, receiving, receiving,
it's giving. Kind of a giving, receiving thing.
Process.
Yeah.
Of,
yeah.
And just so our listeners understand, folks, as we've commented before about this being a Halloween celebration here, Paul is ghosting the Daily Word with his Absolute Word.
Oh, and on that funny note, make it a beautiful day in your consciousness. And listeners, we appreciate you for listening. We're grateful that you listen. And of course, we have a blast doing this. Bye, guys.
Bye. Happy Halloween, although it's going to be past Halloween when you hear this, and have a marvelous time.
Yeah, ciao.